Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Crazy times in the world, but some are not only surviving, but they're thriving. Are you one of those people? Do you want to be one of those people? Can you feel it? Help me to help you. Well, that means keep listening to the show. Today, our guest is Jean Freeman. She is the principal and CEO of Zambezi, the creatively driven, award-winning agency that is, female-owned, which is fantastic. It's a full-service creative agency in both advertising industry and they're in Los Angeles, and they have gigantic, I mean humongous clients like Coca-Cola, Apple, Beats by Dre. You know, I mean, they've got the big. So how do you go from being a little boutique agency to being a gigantic agency? What does she call it? Hold on, I wrote it down. She said it's a journey from a startup to a grown-up company. Jean's on the phone with us. Jean, welcome to the show. Lots to talk about.
So much to talk about. Thanks for having me.
Yes. I know that there are so many people right now that they dream of success. You know what the old saying is? Some people lie in bed and dream of success while others wake up early and achieve it. I have a feeling that Jean Freeman is one of these people that wakes up early. And important for you guys to all know that she is a working parent with a, I think you told me, 10 and 12-year-old, right? And you also are doing business with your family. You started the company with your husband, Chris, and you also work with your father and brother in another company, not a little one, $75 million company, Blue Sky. And I'm just giving everybody a little bit of background of our conversation before we got on the air here. She said 2018 was a challenging year, but it prepared us for the success of 2020. You're having a banner year. And first of all, congratulations. I have a bunch of questions about everything I just got done saying. I'm going to start with, what is Zambezi? What does that mean? Tell us about the name.
So the name comes from the Zambezi shark. In the States, we call it a bull shark. But it's really unique in the fact that it can go from saltwater into freshwater. And that's how it got its name, from going from the Indian Ocean up the Zambezi River in East Africa. So it's highly adaptable. And it's super resourceful. And what a wonderful embodiment for an entrepreneurial spirit within the company. So, you know, we're all shark. There's a lot of shark motifs. And, you know, our motto and mantra of how we are, from our culture to our business to how we treat one another, is the idea of taking bigger bites, the idea of going for the big swings and really being a standout in work and also as people. You know, we walk the walk of, we have very high expectations because we want to be, continue to be really proud of our work. At the same point too, you know, we are in a really unique time. As you said, working parents, it's really affecting how we work. So I've also just, this year has given me a lot of pause and, you know, reflection time on the importance of empathy and being there for our staff. So that's what I've been spending a lot of time doing this year as well.
I love it because, you know, I mean, we got, what, 5 minutes to talk ahead of time during the news break. And you talked about 2018 being a challenging year. What could be more challenging than a pandemic? That's what could it be?
Oh, you know? Man, I know. And also as a business owner, it's like usually I am more prepared because I'm then gutting my staff and, you know, having an action plan. This all happened at the same time. So it was really confusing. And actually I've gotten more involved in our local, we're based in Culver City. I've gotten more involved with the Culver City Mayor's Office and the Economic Recovery Task Force because I wanted to get closer to the decisions that were being made. But yeah, 2018, we had a challenging year. It took us 2019 to kind of recover, and we're in a really positive position. And then pandemic hits in March. The first half of the year is a little fuzzy, but it looks like this is really going to be a strong year for us because, again, of that adaptability attitude.
Right. All right. Hold on. We're gonna dig into this a little bit. She says 2018 is challenging. What could be more challenging than a global pandemic? but it has prepared her for the success she's dealing with right now. Gene Freeman will be right back. The company Zambezi, ZMBZ.com. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, it's Entrepreneur Weekly. Gotta love a little Bon Jovi. Gene Freeman joining us. The company, again, is Zambezi. And an interesting web address, the letter Z, Z, the letter Z, and the letter M, the letter B as in boy, the letter Z again, .com, Z-M-B-Z, Zambezi. A bull shark, adaptable, resourceful. A mother, she's a working parent. She cares about her staff. She cares about having a sustainable business. Her heart is in it. She works with family. I mean, that's like taboo in the business world. You just don't work with family, but seems like you have become a little bit of an expert. You don't not only work with your family, your husband, you work with your father and your brother. Family can be, you know, it's like, you know, my family are my children and my wife. You brought in the entire family when you're dealing with your father and your brother and your husband and your children. And I mean, your family, your staff is also kind of your family, and you're worried about their toddlers and all, because everybody's working from home. My gosh, Gene, what a year. And you said 2018 was a challenging year. I'm wondering in 2021 what you're going to do to top 2020 if you called 18 a challenging year. But anyway, all right, let's get into this. Isn't working with your family like, you know, adding complexity to already, you know, a complex life, being an entrepreneur and a startup?
You know, it's definitely been a journey for sure. And I think part of the thing too is it's, you always have to take it back to what's best for the business. And if you're looking at it through that lens, and not through more of the family dynamic lens, then I think that's where you can really break through and have potential issues not be issues. And the other thing too is I've also done wide arrays of roles at both companies. You know, Zambezi is a creative agency. We have professional creatives that concept web experiences, TV commercials, and I oversee and really run all the business operations. For years when I was helping build Blue Sky, I was acting more in a creative capacity. I was signing licensing deals with individual, mostly female designers to make collections for some of our largest retailers, like Target and Walmart, giving us really a niche in that category where most of the licensing things are, you know, it's like the big blockbuster movies. Because women buy paper products. 85% of paper products are bought by women. And I just really saw an opportunity to have design be more front and center to speak to that, you know, millennial woman customer. Hmm. So I would vacillate between those two roles where it'd be operational as Zambezi and then more of a creative consultant and creating a business. You know, the licensing revenue at Blue Sky, it's half the revenue. So it's significant. And I helped grow that over the years. And I liked that variety, and I had to have different types of ways of communicating, different types of roles and expectations. You know, my brother is CEO of Blue Sky now. He took over a few years ago from my dad. You know, that transition was very well planned out, and an executive coach was brought in, and that's something that I think any family business should have, is have access to an executive coach, because it can really help kind of pick apart where the issues really are.
Well, that's true. You know, I think that's an overlooked thing, by the way. We should just stop there for a minute, because it's like, imagine being in school and you are, you know, here comes the whatever it is, football, water polo, baseball, tennis, but you don't have any coaches at the school. Who's in charge? And okay, so somebody finally picks somebody. They're in charge because they're the most bold and they'll stand up and fortune favors the bold. So, all right, I'll do it. But do they really have what it takes? They have the courage to stand up. But then do they really have what it takes? And wouldn't it be great to have somebody that could come in and offer some coaching? You just said it. It's like so many people have to fail before they realize, man, I don't know what happened. I should have had a coach. So I just wanted to, you know, be a cheerleader for coaches. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, I saw the transformation at Blue Sky when they were growing very quickly and applied a lot of the same principles to Zambezi when we were in the process of taking over the business. So brought in the same executive coach, working with our executive team.
That's
and
great.
Between, you know, 2015 and 2018, there was a lot of changes on our executive team.
All right,
and
hold
we
tight.
Needed to be set up for what we are on the future moving forward.
I love this. Hold it, hold it. We're going to get run over by a commercial break. So here's what it is. We're going to spend some time with you because you've got so many things. This is a boutique agency, you guys, that is dealing with the likes of Apple, Coca-Cola, TaylorMade Golf Company, to name a few, PayPal. I mean, this is awesome. I love it. Jean Freeman joining us. Woman-owned business, mother, working parent. What more could you ask for? Tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And don't forget our website, entrepreneur.com. There's many podcasts and videos and coaches. There's, you know, it's a plethora of entrepreneurial wisdom. And we're going to be there to help you on the journey. People like Jean Freeman will tell their stories and we can all learn together. Principal and CEO of Zambezi, a boutique agency with clients like Coca-Cola and Apple and big companies such as that. Jean, you talked about, you know, this whole thing about dealing with family and working with family. And more people are having to work from home. So they're not only having to work with their family. I'm doing interviews with people and you hear the arr, 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 a giant dog comes running up. And it's like, it just happens. It's part of working from home lately. Your children in the background playing. And, you know, it's like, it's a whole new world we're all having to live in. But you said something, I want to bring it all the way back around. You said, you know, when you're dealing with your family, you have to remember to do what's best for the business. So in other words, you have to be mature about it. You have to not make it personal. Very difficult. You're a very mature person, but you're also a mature business person if you can do that. So if we have some goals to set in business, I have to think one of them is to not take things personally when it comes to family. So difficult because we are predisposed to, if your loved one says to you something that's insulting, you go to hell or whatever you wanted to say, because there's no filter with your family, right? But when you're dealing with business, all of a sudden, like my wife came in a little while ago, my wife's the CFO of my company, my producer was dialing you up and I needed to talk to her before we did the show. She walks in right as he's dialing you up and all of a sudden I'm like, why didn't you, what, but, you know, and then she's like, no, nah, wait until afterwards, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, because we're all so busy right now. We're trying to cram 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag, you know? So where did you, I want to know where the tipping point for you when you finally realize I just can't take these certain things personally, when you're dealing with your husband, who is your co-founder at the time or something to that effect, right? He's also, it looks like he's VP. Is he still works with the company?
Yeah.
Chris.
He leads new business.
There you go. And then you got your brother over here. You got your father over there. The dynamics must drive you insane. I don't know how you do this.
Well, I think you also have to be pretty self-aware of who you are as a person, how you process information, and what your strengths and weaknesses are. I mean, I think that's been part of the realization that I've had is I've become a lot more self-aware of the team that I need around me to amplify my strengths, and that can also take on my weaknesses. You know, for instance, how I work with Chris. Chris is an amazing presenter. He's an amazing salesperson. So he really focuses on the selling process and also company culture. And it's great. The reason why it works so well is because you're not overlapping. The more if you have overlapping functions within family, it's probably not going to end well.
Right.
So I think it's just really being clear about roles and who's doing what. And then also about making sure that everyone's aligned with the vision. You know, the word success gets tossed around a lot, but success can mean a lot of different things to different people.
Right.
You know, there was a period at Blue Sky where it was more of, no, we want this to be a tight family owned business. Let's keep it that way. And we went through a period where there was rapid growth. And so when you have rapid growth and you're still in a more of a family business mindset, that can cause some friction. So I also think it's really important on a quarterly basis with your board and ownership to really make sure that the alignment of how you're running the business and what you want the business to be are the same thing.
Yeah. This is so important. These conversations, Gene, are so important. It's like, I don't even know how there's so many people listening, including me. There's so many people out there in the world that just don't have anybody that can tell them these things about this. I'm going to call it what it was. You said self-awareness. How do you become more self-aware? Do you meditate? Do you pray? Do you do yoga? I mean, what do you do, Gene?
Yeah, I mean, I started meditation. I actually took a class when I lived in Minneapolis when I was 22 and have attempted to continue to keep it as part of my routine. I don't do it all the time, but you have to have outlets that reset you. And you also have to be open and willing to evolve. And I think that a lot of times, like, we're our own worst enemy. We can be our own block. And knowing that from that growth mindset perspective, and in fact, 2 years ago at Zambezi, we have a word that defines the year. And in 2019, it was growth. And you would think about it, what I mean is like, oh, financial growth, business growth. But I really meant more of a growth mindset, because if you have that, that's the building blocks then for future success.
Yeah.
So I just always am a big proponent of taking the time to reflect on your successes, your failures. And that's also just my personality. I'm a Capricorn, so it's like, we're never pleased. You can always do better.
Right.
And at times that's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, you have passed the test of time here, because normally I would be saying goodbye, but there is too much more to talk about with you. So I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say hold on. Gene Freeman joining us, principal and CEO at Zambezi, a woman-owned boutique agency with giant customers. It takes giant maturity. It takes self-awareness. It takes something. It takes the L word, love. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Entrepreneur.com on the web. Pick up our magazine on newsstands everywhere. Listen, these principles are very, very important for humanity. We're talking about self-awareness. Look what's going on in the world right now. It's a scary place out there. It's a very perilous world. But Gene Freeman, who's joining us, principal and CEO of a company called Zambezi. By the way, if you're just joining us, Zambezi is named after a shark, which here in America we call a bull shark, that is very adaptable and resourceful. It can go in salt water or fresh water. It can do what it takes to survive. And that's what Gene Freeman and her company have done. They figured out how to be very adaptable and resourceful. And they've started out working with some gigantic companies. And there's an interesting story behind it. I'll leave it to her to share or not. But now today, working with the likes of Coca-Cola and Apple and PayPal and TaylorMade Golf and Beats by Dre and Ultimate Software. I mean, we're talking big companies doing, forgive me, I think I could probably say this, they're going to maybe do $50 million this year. It's a lot of money. This is a company during a really bad pandemic-laced year in history that will be looked upon as one of the worst years in a century. And Gene and her team are thriving. There is something there, and I said it on the way out, there is something inside of the spirit of the leaders that is called love. They care about their staff. They want to have a sustainable business, so it's not just here today, gone tomorrow. They care about their customers because all customers need a little something different. All clients need something different. All people, humans, need different types of love. You could call business love, because without love, you know, then it's just an exchange of wares and it's over and it's done with. But if you want to have a sustainable business, one that is continued and goes through the hardest times, and then when people are having to cut, they go, no, we're not cutting. We're not cutting these guys. These guys are important to us. They bring something to the table. I think what they bring through Jean and her team is something called self-awareness. And that's where it begins. And so, Jean, I just want to just commend you for the maturity that you have as a human being, a mother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, a businesswoman, and I'm sure friend to many, mentor to many. But what you've done during a difficult time is to show the world that if you have that character, and I know that you spend time on the bathroom floor because you told me that, you know, crying or praying or God knows what it is when you need to be by yourself. But, you know, it does take examples of that. And I think that you guys are showing that, and you're going to have a banner year through the toughest times. But it's the bad years that some are experiencing right now. So I don't want you folks that are listening to think to my, you know, to yourself that this guy, Alan, only showcases these companies that are kicking ass, because Gene said in 18, they were really struggling. And in 19, they recovered somewhat. And now this year is the year. This year is the year when so many companies are going out of business and they're just kind of like, oh, can't take it anymore. Their light has gone out. And so, you know, you have to realize that this may be your bad year, you listener. It may be your bad year that is preparing you for a good year. The character that it takes, the maturity, the self-awareness that it's going to take to have the good year. That's why we're spending extra time with Jean. Because let me tell you, I heard it in her voice when she told me, you know, about the bathroom floor. You want to talk about the bathroom floor, Jean?
Sure, let's talk about the bathroom floor. No, but I think that is the best advice, because I, in fact, got that advice from another CEO in the advertising industry calling her last year. Just, I was paralyzed because I knew I was making mistakes and I didn't make decisions quick enough. And her advice to me was, you do what you need to do and you will recover. You will recover. And that's what you have to be focused on that. Yeah. So instead of viewing it as, you just take it more day by day and view those incremental gains that get you back to where you were. But yeah, I mean, I think that's also just part of business ownership in general at different phases. You know, I was saying what puts you on the bathroom floor 4 years ago, it's something different is putting you on the bathroom floor. Like, you've learned how to navigate through those tough decisions, you know, and at the end of the day, we are a business. Yeah. And we care about people. And sometimes you have to make difficult decisions. So, in our business, it's all about people. You know, we're not creating widgets and have cost of goods. It's literally people. So when the business goes out the door, you have to make staffing adjustments. And that impacts families, that impacts just livelihoods. And that is so hard. It's the hardest part of the job. But it's part of business. Yeah. And I think what I always try to do is just keep the humanity in it. Everyone's a human, and you have to remember that at all times.
So, Gene, have you ever heard the term, how do you eat an elephant?
I don't think I have, actually.
Well, I'm going to tell you more about it. You know, and there's so many people that are laughing going, yes, we know, we heard this one. But it's such an important one, because when I heard it, when I was going through the toughest time of my life about 24 years ago, I was late to my wife giving birth to our son 24 years ago, July 25th. It's that fresh because it was just a few weeks ago. 24 years ago, I was selling a building and I needed that money to pay off debt. And I was late, and my sister was calling and calling and calling. And we got to the, you know, I got, of course, I made my wife come to the attorney's office to to sign the paperwork so I could sell this stupid building and get the equity out of it and pay off my debts because I thought I got a new baby coming. Let's just do this. Then I thought I better just go pay off these people. She's not going to have that baby that quick. And so, of course, it was a little bit before the cell phone era. I had a pager. My pager starts going off. 911, 911, 911. I'm like, shut up. She's not going to have that baby. It was my sister. So I went and I got a bunch of cashier's checks and I'm paying off debts. I just want to get all this stuff out of the way because I finally sold my building. I get home and my wife is on the floor on her hands and knees and the baby's head is coming out of her. I had to deliver my child on the floor at my dad's house in the spare bedroom. I was home 3 minutes before I was holding my son. I delivered him. My sister didn't even know I was home because wow. She was in the kitchen calling 911. So let me just tell you, it is that character and it is these things that happen to us in life that get us to the next stage of being able to deal with what is coming. Now, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And, you know, I heard that when all this was going on. That's right. You can eat an elephant. So when your problems seem like they're an elephant, you just start biting them off one at a time. And then I also remember thinking to myself, oh, sleep. I just need sleep. I can escape for just a minute. And then I remember thinking to myself, I'm dying a little bit in my sleep. I'm dying because I'm not dealing with everything I need to be dealing with. And I remember thinking one day, God said into my heart, he said, the sun will come up tomorrow. And you think to yourself, you know, the world is ending. No, it's not. Tomorrow's going to happen. You can fight this fight. You can eat that elephant. You can beat this thing. But fear is our biggest enemy. We're going to take a break. Gene Freeman joining us. Zambezi. Love is what it takes, you guys. In this world today, love is what it takes. You got to love yourself. We'll be right back.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I'm talking with my newest buddy, Gene Freeman, principal and CEO of Zambezi. A woman-owned boutique agency with some big clients. The reason why I'm giving Jean a whole hour by herself, because I normally do two interviews with two entrepreneurs, but along the way, she said something that just struck me, and it is this thing about being self-aware. And I know I said a whole bunch in the last segment, and I went really long, but I'm going to just throw it over to you, Gene, but I just want to thank you for just bringing that to the table, being self-aware, so important. But you're welcome to comment on what I said or take it from there wherever you want to go.
I have had a really unique life, and I think one of the things that has been really instrumental to my success is I moved around a lot as a kid. So I was in, you know, 5 different states by the time I was 15 and 7 different schools. So I was used to being in these situations, which made me really adaptable.
Yeah.
Got to experience and live across the country with things like that. So I do think that that has served me well in just growing up and, you know, experiencing early adulthood and, you know, moving around the country and starting businesses. But, you know, I'm drawn to small businesses because I feel that there's so much magic that you can create because it's really on you to kind of start it and grow it. But it definitely is. I've learned so much, and also having my children at the same time as the business was starting. You learned a lot of how to really prioritize what's important and what's not, what's noise pretty quickly.
How do you keep yourself focused and energized, you know, with this whole consuming, demanding entrepreneurial life? And then, of course, there's a little extra stress being a woman-owned business. And there's, you know, it's kind of a competitive field these days, and the increasing pressure to put more women and minorities in roles and leadership positions. There's just so much going on. I feel like that you're kind of that person that's living it right now, and you're doing it good.
Yeah. I mean, do I have days? Yes, I totally have days. But again, I think it comes back to that self-awareness of understanding where you are and if it's time for you to take a break. You know, I'm a pretty avid athlete. I love to play tennis. So really where I get my focus is through exercise. And there was a point in time, like a few years, like when the kids were really young, that I deprioritized that. And I look back on it and you can see it in just my overall, I just wasn't as happy. So you have to prioritize yourself. And that was something that I've learned to do more because the business needs you to be healthy. If you're not healthy, then the business isn't going to be healthy.
Right.
So really prioritizing that. And again, I'm good at compartmentalizing. I'm very good at that. So, you know, going from like work to home, here's the issue, let's solve it. That's how my brain thinks. So I think I'm well suited, you know, to be able to handle it. Now, my brain does not handle, I would say, chaos very well. And it's really interesting that I run a creative agency, which basically creativity, you can't like create in a spreadsheet, right? And my brain thinks in spreadsheets. So I really trust my team, my creative leaders, to do that process. And I get involved at the very end when it's finalized, but the early brainstorming and, you know, going down roads, I've learned that about myself, that it's not constructive for me to be involved in those early phases with the team because I just distract and cause fear and anxiousness. So I've also learned that as well.
I love it. Your brain thinks in spreadsheets. I have never heard that, but I totally get it. I have an employee who absolutely, when I look at her, she's looking at me and she's seeing some sort of matrix of spreadsheets and things that I'm going to probably ask her. And when I'm looking at her, I'm going, I'm hungry. I want to go to lunch. She thinks that I'm going to ask her some complex question. All right, we're talking with Gene Freeman. When we come back, you get to be the teacher. This has been a fun interview, by the way. I've learned just grasping this whole thing about the importance of self-awareness has been very helpful for me. So when we come back, we're going to just go through a couple of your, you know, like three top things you have to do in the business world, in the COVID virus, pandemic world we're living in. Hopefully people can hang on for 5 more minutes. We're going to do a whole hour with Gene Freeman from Zambezi, ZMBZ.com in Los Angeles, Culver City. We'll be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today is Gene Freeman, principal and CEO of Zambezi, a boutique agency with clients like Coca-Cola, PayPal, Venmo, Apple, Beats by Dre. We're talking about TaylorMade Golf Company, Ultimate Software. If she can advise and help those companies, well, this is her chance to advise and help you as an entrepreneur, because she's been through it, like I've been through it, like you're going through it. And Gene, thank you so much for spending the whole hour with us. This has just been fun for me. I don't know why I get weird on stuff like this. One word can just set me off. And when you talked about being self-aware, I was like, that's it right there. Self-aware. Anyway, I'll shut up. All right. So here's the advice. Go for it.
Well, thanks for having me, too. This was super fun. I could talk about entrepreneurship day and night. So when you choose to make the jump of starting your business or learning your business, it's all consuming and problems come at you from which way, even ways that you thought were going correctly, and then they don't. So the compartmentalization of like small goals, taking things, as you said, like eating an elephant earlier,
right.
You have to do that to keep that focus. Otherwise, it's really easy to spiral and become unfocused and to not have that be really more of making it small and bite-sized. And, you know, if I could give myself some advice, like based on, you know, where I am now versus where I was 15 years
ago. Right, the young Gene. That's what I was going to say that. What advice would you give the young Gene starting out? Because that's who's listening right now.
Yeah, that I had a lot to learn. And that I had a lot to learn about myself also and how I put myself in situations. And a lot of that is also, I think, you know, being younger and not having as many life experiences, but there are things that I am genuinely not good at, and I need to have a team around me in order for the business to really perform to its max capacity. And the reason also too why my company has continued to evolve and thrive is the sheer will of being successful. I've had my moments where I've, you know, again, on the bathroom floor crying, but at the end of the day, and that's what I tell all entrepreneurs too, it's like, you will be successful. You might not be successful this month or this year, but you have to keep that attitude of moving forward, because at the end, that's really what your heart, why you're putting your all, you know, so much time and effort into owning and growing a business.
Yeah. Just good stuff, lady. Thank you very much. Really.
Thank you.
This has been
super fun.
Eye-opening. It's been just one of those things that, you know, for me, it's like you said something that was, it's like so true. The business needs you to be healthy. The business needs you to be self-aware. Ultimately, the business needs you to love yourself first. Help yourself before you help the person in the passenger seat next to you with the oxygen, you know, and the, what they tell you in the airplanes.
Right.
We really have to live those things. And, you know, people, they're willing to die for what they believe. And I've twisted that a little bit and said, why don't you be willing to live for what you believe? Figure out what are your virtues and values before you even go off into this thing. Find out what the foundation of your life is going to be, and then build on it. Build on it. Know what your strengths are. So you've done a great job of that. A very mature businesswoman, a very mature woman, and know what is best for your business. I think that was just wonderful.
Yeah. And one of the things that I'm doing now is it's my duty and responsibility to pay it forward, to help women entrepreneurs grow and scale their businesses. Women are starting businesses at historic rates, and there's a reason for that, because today's corporate working environments were created by men for men. And so that has been my next evolution. What else can I do to give back? And that's something that I just really immensely enjoy. And I'm excited to see what women business owners can continue to do, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years. Because I think the revenues are only going to go up. Which is exciting.
I agree. Here's a little Steve Winwood back in the high life again. Where you were having a struggle in 2018, everybody else is struggling and you're in the high life right now. So congratulations, Gene Freeman. Appreciate you being on the show with us.
Thank you.
ZMBZ, Zambezi, ZMBZ.com on the web if you want to know more information about it. You got to be self-aware. Your business needs you to be healthy. Your business and your family needs you to love yourself. This is so important. This message today was perhaps one of my favorite I've done in a long time. You know why? It was simple. It was something we may have forgotten. Don't forget. Love yourself. See you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.